I didn't have my TB injection at school because I was on something paper.
Wait, you guys get like TB shots?
Yeah, that's sort of school age, secondary school age. And I didn't get mine because I had so many hay fever drugs, so they said I'll come back after, and I never did. And then I went when I got a doctor that actually was all right recently, and I still I've never had my BCG injection. He was like,
"Oh, the BCG."
Yeah, it's like, "Oh no, don't bother with it." And I'm like, "Oh,
no, we never, no one at home gets TB unless you actually, basically." They ask you to get tested, like, if you work in a hospital, if you start, like, when I started volunteering at the mental health center, you have to do a TB test, and they basically, they put, like, the serum under right here, and then you wait a couple days, and if a rash or, like, a bump or it turns, like, really red, then you are, it could be a false positive or something like that, so then you have to get sent to do a chest x-ray, and then you... But if nothing happens, then, like, you don't have anything. So that's how they test for it. Like, we don't get any shots or anything. Yeah, but it's basically, like, if something happens, then you have to...
Because TB was such a general disease, like, it was very common. And then when the antibiotics came in and it kind of... It just decreased dramatically. People more or less assumed it had been eradicated, but it hadn't. It was just dormant. There was less people carrying it, so less people got it, and it was still being carried. People with compromised immune systems, like HIV positive, they're very prone to get it. It's an opportunistic thing. I'm just kind of, great, your immune system's weak, we're going to hang out here. So it's kind of come back now. But a friend of mine, she had it about 15 years ago. She was in France and she got very ill, and when they just did a random all the tests, and our nurse came back and said, "You've got TB," and she was like, "How do you like that?" And they said, "You could have picked it up any time
you could pick it up anywhere."
And it'd been lying dormant, and then in a time of, like, if you're under physical stress, you can just kind of bubble up to
my aunt used to work in a TB hospital. Yeah. I guess that would have been the 60s, like late 50s, 60s. And like the horror stories that she's told about.
I just read a really good book about a woman in the west coast of America, Oregon or something. And it was Betty McDonald, and she wrote about her. The book was called, but you can get in the center library there. But it's basically her story about being admitted to a TB sanatorium. Just being like in bed for weeks and weeks, not like get up, and not like. Because before antibiotics, the theory was your lungs were exhausted and they needed to recover, so you weren't allowed to have any stress. Like, there's not more stress when you're lying in bed feeling like you want to get up. They used bed plans and everything, and they physically could do it, but it was just this total rest and gradual increasing activities, and fresh air, and the windows open, and the snow, and everything coming on. Because it was like fresh air and rest is what you needed. It's a really funny book.
Oh my gosh, I remember.